Okay, so your name is?
Tom.
Tom, yeah. And you've just participated in the Concord Champion. Is this your first year?
Do you know, it's not. No,
it's not.
I've actually been to it before when it was on in Freshford.
Right.
In the green there.
And is this?
Yeah.
I'm just going to go down and get some food.
Okay.
Did you have success in Freshford?
No.
No.
No, but we did all right today. We won one of the group competitions.
Yes.
But then we got knocked out.
And I see that you're wearing Conkers around your neck
in
a glorious display of manliness.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I'm very in touch with my femininity.
Did you make that Conker necklace yourself?
No, I was given it.
Was that something that you...
But you see, this is very handy because you can take this home and now you can play Conkers, because the trouble with Conkers is drilling the holes in them. But look, now we've got enough Conkers to keep us going through the winter. This is my son Ben. He's a good Conker player. Now, he has a unique technique, though. He swings from the side like this.
Ah.
And he was disqualified. And they said he wasn't allowed to do it.
Oh.
And in protest, he said, well, I'm not playing it.
Right. Well, good on you, putting your foot down.
Yeah.
So what is the proper technique for Conker playing?
You have to hold the string between your fingers and sort of fire it forward.
Fire it forward.
And you're not allowed to side.
Swing from the side or any other direction.
No.
Over the head is the only way.
Yeah.
So next year, do you hope you'll be wearing one of the yellow bibs?
I don't know. What do you think, Ben?
Plenty of practice.
Yeah.
Is required.
Maybe.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Was enjoying watching it anyway. Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thanks
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See ya.